Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're
So not to be outdone, looks like Nikki Haley is now saying something to the effect of she doesn't know if Trump would follow the Constitution. If he was, I mean, I don't know. Is this making it better or is it, you know, making it worse? Meanwhile, you got some of these different pundits and opinion leaders, I guess. Again, going after the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court hasn't even done anything yet, except that it's going to hear the case. But it's all a foregone conclusion, I guess. But you got to get started early. You got to get started early bashing the Supreme Court. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three of the weekend edition is now officially launching, officially underway. Glad to be with you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. We'll take calls at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And once again, great to hear from Roy in Seminole. He says, Kyle, thanks for another great week of racing and rocketing my week by. Well, we do aim to please. We appreciate that so much. Roy and Seminole listening on AM 860. And that's our goal. And we're glad to be, looks like hopefully we're succeeding with that. So, again, much appreciated. All right, somebody else who we much appreciate around these parts, and that would be, of course, none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Again, happy weekend, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Well, of course. And, well, you know, as I said, we do have so many things to talk about. They are trying to question the legitimacy of the Supreme Court at this point. Mm-hmm. We've heard this before. This always happens whenever it just, A, doesn't go their way, or B, they're afraid that it might not go their way.
Yeah, things are, in the last couple of days, things are kind of, I don't want to say falling apart, but they're kind of going sideways with all these lawsuits against Trump. I watched the, what is classified as the closing arguments yesterday on the whole Willis Wade thing yesterday in Atlanta, and I think one particular, I think his name is McDougal, lawyer for, on the, essentially the Trump side, made some remarkable, I mean, there were several lawyers, but one in particular, this fellow made a very compelling argument on why she should be dismissed or removed or whatever. And then right after that, he was the last one to speak out of several. And then the state that was defending Willis got up. And, I mean, this guy was so bad. His presentation was thin. It was rambling. It was painful to watch. I mean, it was horrible. So this judge is going to take what he says to be 2 weeks to make a decision. Why is it 2 weeks? I don't know. But I would say be careful on this one because he actually made a donation to Willis's campaign some time back.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. It wasn't much, but it doesn't matter. He made a contribution to it. And I think he's up for re-election himself. So... Yeah, this one, all things being equal, I think that Willis, you know, based on this whole trial thing, should be removed. And there's chatter that if she goes, the entire office goes, because really everybody in the office was involved in this thing, including, you know, right. not just Wade. So,
well, you know, it is interesting to me that when it comes to Fannie Willis or it comes to Letitia James, mm-hmm. you know, and some of these prosecutions against Trump, it's like, you know, how is it possible that they get these prosecutors who have so much, have so many problems, you know, that you know, Letitia James ran on the idea that she would find something on Trump, you know, and if that was reversed, I mean, she would have been a laughingstock.
She herself could have some new issues. There's a gal by the name of, her handle is Mel, but her longer handle is Village Crazy Lady on Twitter. And she has done some remarkable investigations into the donations into the Letitia James campaign and what Letitia James spends money on. And there's some shady stuff there, I gotta tell you, including hotels, airfare, car rentals, meals, reimbursements, which came to a total of $385,000. $117,000 on hotels in a period of 2018 to 2023.
Wow.
And she has all these ghost donors. And a ghost donor is somebody that donates 400 or 500 times, but donates in very small amounts. But anyway, Letitia James, you know, spends a lot of this money and then she bills her campaign for reimbursement, including $20,000 in one single year just for meals. Dave and Buster's. I don't know why a campaign ought to pay her bills at Dave and Buster's. I mean, this Village Crazy Lady Mel woman did some pretty interesting things. She said that she got this woman, Suzanne, from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Well, she made 3,232 donations. 3,232 individual donations to Act Blue in just 1 year. And those donations came to $46,000. Earmarked for Letitia James. Now, does that sound a little sketchy to you? Because it does to me.
Well, but even asking the question, you know, that's bad. But if it was somebody else, then you'd say, oh, have at it. You know, let's ask that question. But we're going to expand on this, folks. We'll hear more with Denise Simon on the other side of the break. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Weekend Edition.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You can never know what it's like. You're blood like when a fish is just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely.
All right, time is flying by. Here on this weekend edition. Whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope that you've got some great plans. Got a lot of those storms, a lot of that snow coming through. So if you're in that predicament, hopefully you can just batten down the hatches, enjoy the show, and just hunker down for a time. I think that might be the alternative there. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, and we're happy to be here with you this morning, and glad that you're there as well. And we've got Denise Simon with us. We're glad about that. We've got a lot to be happy about this morning, is what I'm saying. And we got Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, it's interesting to me that a lot of times, you know, at the White House press briefing room, you've got Karine Jean-Pierre. She gets asked these questions, and there was a great question. It wasn't a Peter Ducey question. He always has some really good ones. But this other question came in. Where she had to respond to it. I don't think she was prepared. And the question was, is the Biden administration coming around to the idea that physical barriers actually work at the border? And she was like, what are you talking about? Where are you getting this from?
I saw it.
So, I mean, and there was nothing in the binder for that.
No, so she refers the question over to the Department of Homeland Security. Ask them, because we don't know.
Well, I mean, because the follow-up to that was really pretty extraordinary because, well, she said, well, you've got this power now to remove the razor wire, but you're not going in.
But you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Go check with DHS. Except that, interestingly enough, the Secretary of DHS, Mayorkas, was traveling with Biden when he went to Brownsville.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just, you know, it's not, I mean, it's not funny, but it's absurdly
It's pathetic funny.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly the dueling, you know, it's interesting the way that on the Mika Brzezinski's show they sort of set up the dueling visits where, you know, Trump was just talking about the Biden migrant invasion and all the terrible things that are happening. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is being so bipartisan, he just wants to do the right thing. He wants Donald Trump to join him, or he'll even join Donald Trump in calling for the passage of the bipartisan bill in the Senate and trying to look so reasonable and trying to make Trump look like he's just spouting off that all these terrible actors are coming across.
Yet, you know, the real question ought to be when they ask Karine Jean-Pierre or somebody, you know, in this White House, has anybody even read H.R. 2 that passed in the House a year ago?
That's a good question. And she'd probably say, I have nothing for you on that.
Right.
She'd have to refer you to, or have to refer you to leadership of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's always somebody. It's never really a straight answer. And that is pathetic. It really is.
Well, the question is, has Biden looked at it? Has you know, the legislative liaison in the White House looked at it? I mean, has anybody looked at it in the White House? You know,
Good question.
And why is it stuck? You know, even Fetterman apparently has read it, and he said he actually likes it. Except that he wants to have some kind of a compromise on the DACA piece, on the Dreamers. And so Chip Roy out of Texas was going, okay, you know, interesting. Maybe there's some basis from which we can have a conversation with Fetterman, of all people.
Isn't that interesting how that is playing out? You know, is he just going off the rails here in terms of where the Democrats want him?
I don't really know, but he apparently has, in a lot of ways, he's actually come around. There's also some chatter that, you know, his wife, who was kind of, we all thought that she was actually running his life and running his politics and his office, she's kind of left the scene. So there was actually chatter that that marriage has fallen apart. But I can't confirm that, but I saw that 2 or 3 months ago, and we haven't seen, heard, or heard of her or the family. So, you know, something else I think may be going on there. But he seems to be certainly more sane than Chuck Schumer here at this point.
Yeah, and that's really something. I mean, I guess we could speculate that he's recovering in a very specific or very substantial way,
mm-hmm.
it would seem, from where he started when Joe Biden even talked to his wife that one day and said, you're going to make a great lady of the Senate, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it is interesting to see how sometimes the thing can sort of turn around. Well, talking about turning around, we got Nikki Haley. You know, she's got a couple of Senate endorsements now, and also she said something to the effect of she wasn't sure if Donald Trump was going to follow the Constitution or not. I mean, is this advisable to campaign like that?
I wouldn't think so. To me, that's almost kind of a desperation kind of declaration that she made. I find it really kind of offensive. I mean, she obviously, to me, does not know how the White House works. I mean, the White House has an Office of Legal Counsel that, you know, works very closely with the Department of Justice. There's not a lot that can be done in the White House without lawyers' approval. I mean, pretty much everything that is done, including executive orders, go through lawyers. And so following the Constitution, what a ridiculous statement.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think it sounds much more desperate. It becomes something that you're saying because Super Tuesday, this is it. You know, by all accounts and by all reason, she would have to necessarily drop out after Super Tuesday, it would seem.
Yeah, regardless of whether she's got endorsements or not. I think some of her money has actually dried up a little bit, too. So, yeah, I think she could be on her last days.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. again, it makes the fence mending if she'd ever be interested in fence mending, or if Trump would ever be interested in fence mending, or Republicans of the in the party would be interested in fence mending. It makes it harder to say sensational statements that seem to agree
more. Well, Trump has tried to mend some fences here a little bit. And she has pretty much said she doesn't want to work for him. Okay. So I guess she goes back to being on the board of Boeing or something. I don't know.
Right. And those senators, by the way, are Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins.
Susan Collins, right.
Yeah. And but again, you know, it is going to be interesting. And when we talk on Super Tuesday, that's going to be, a pretty interesting state of affairs. We'll see just how this really does play out. You know, I'm wondering to see if we're going to see the same kind of basic spread here of, you know, Trump's going to be in the 60s or 70s and Nikki Haley's going to be in the 20s to 30, that kind of thing. Do you think that's going to carry across the board, or will it be very disparate? There's a lot of states.
I think it could carry. But we also, we have no idea, since the RNC seems to be a little bit of in trouble with donations going into the convention and into the coffers of the RNC, and with Ron McDaniel got one foot out the door. So there's a little bit of issue there.
You know, we've also got the West Virginia Attorney General Morrissey. He's talking now about, you know, it's time to get Joe Biden out of office with the 25th Amendment, but that's not exactly in terms of what, at least strategically, for this election season, that wouldn't be necessarily beneficial to the GOP.
You know, a lot of this are just shots across the bow, meaning that it's really never going to go anywhere. A lot of these things are necessarily threats, like the impeachment of Biden himself. What has been done so far in these investigations with the money and Biden's brother, Biden's son, Biden's, you know, daughter-in-law and sister-in-law and all these other kinds of things, it's going to make for some interesting advertising, campaign advertising, going into the conventions and going into November. So, and then you see what Fox News reports or Newsmax reports versus what, you know, the other cable channels, CBS and MSNBC or report CNN, mm-hmm. and what they have to say. So, I mean, this is really all just kind of a war here. But we absolutely look stupid as a country.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In total, between these lawsuits and between them, immigration on the southern border and Biden, you know, shuffling along like, you know, something out of a TV show. I mean,
yeah.
We look stupid.
We'll stay right there. Denise, we're coming right back, everybody. Much more with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition carries on. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing.
The Weekend Edition continues on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the show. We've got, of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us, of course. And folks, you want to do yourself a favor, you want to head over to FoundersCode.com, check out all the great articles and all of the great materials that Denise has over there. And I'm telling you, you know, you're not hearing this kind of stuff really anywhere else. And that's one of the great things we're proud of on this show. And we're so glad to be hearing from so many of you, and we're really glad that you're there. And once again, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. That's my home website. If you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, whenever you're hearing this program throughout the weekend. So once again, welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
Of course, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we do have a call that's come in here at the bottom of the hour. As many know, we open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour when we have you on the program here. So let's head right over to the telephone line. We got Backgammon Bob. He's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Kyle, can you leave my mic on during the call so that if I can bring up a counterpoint to Denise's answer?
We'll do our best, but a lot of times we have to kind of move on as well. But what's your comment or question for Denise?
Okay. I'm thinking about that we should bring back the draft and have two different types. One, a military draft for people that are Okay, but and the other is just civilian construction type of thing with 1 or 2 years of service so that people could get trained and would also bring some discipline. And the thing about this, what about the maybe the problems of having just men only or men and women together in the draft, and then they're also going to have this problem with transsexuals and stuff like that. Another thing totally unrelated to that would be that the University of Florida recently fired a bunch of DEI employees and reallocated millions, which I thought was a very good thing. I just think that having the draft would be a very good thing because it would have people having a after school, after high school and stuff, they would have it more of a direction like it used to be. And one last point, totally unrelated to these, would be on school buses. You know how they have a problem with kids going crazy and stuff like that? Why not have seat belts on the school buses and make it mandatory for the kids? Because this would solve two problems. One, it would make it safer for the kids because every once in a while school buses do get in a wreck. And number two, it would keep them in line. In other words, you see what I'm saying? All right, that's it.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Pat Gammon Bob. We appreciate the call very much. Have a great weekend. We'll hear what Denise has to say. All right, so Denise, what do you think?
The military, part of one of the line items in a military budget is the draft. It's always been there. It's never not been there in case, you know, we have to go to something pretty much immediately. So that is, in fact, there. The one thing that's kind of missing, I would say, interestingly enough, is ROTC programs.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And I would argue that they should be pretty much at every high school that there is. And you had operations like Code Pink and whatnot that were trying to eliminate them out of all kinds of schools. But, you know, again, ROTC, the programs today would necessarily include more technology than training and all of that for ground operations because we really don't do those so much anymore. So I would look at ROTC as a beginner operation. Personally.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, my late father, back in the day, he was actually in ROTC.
Mm-hmm. And my older son was too.
Mm-hmm, very cool. And then that led to, of course, being in the Army. And then I was he was a trainer at OCS before he shipped out to Korea. Mm-hmm. And something you mentioned too, Denise, about the draft in and of itself, that's typically there in time of war.
Correct.
It would be a hard, hard mountain to climb to say that you would want to, that you could implement a draft per se during peacetime if there was no crisis, basically.
Well, that's it. Therein lies where it always will kind of stay there in the background and be pulled off the shelf if it's needed. I actually interviewed a 20-year Marine Corps veteran who is now and has been for quite some time with the Heritage Foundation about the weakness of the military. And I said, you know, an interesting question here that needs to be considered, that when we have to make a declaration of war, which we're clearly in one, but not in the old-fashioned sense, the garden variety sense of war, to go to Congress and ask for the authorization for use of military force. But that really, the question was, is that really for putting ground troops into, you know, some region, into some theater of conflict, versus where we are today that you've got really drone operators all over the place, especially in Las Vegas, where we are, you know, executing most of the military response by drones.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not putting anybody in harm's way. So do you have to have an authorization for use of military force if that's the way we're going to execute future conflicts or existing conflicts? And the answer to that is really no. You don't have to get authorization. unless there's a deployment. Now, if you put a deployment someplace, if you order 5,000 troops into wherever, I mean, we've got troops in Iraq now. We've got troops in Syria now. You know, is that under some previous authorization for use of military force? Therein lies that whole debate.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as the seatbelts on the school buses, that has been a huge discussion for a long time. I think some states, some jurisdictions actually do that. But the other thing, too, is that now I think that all these buses now have cameras on them. So you can identify the juveniles that are causing such issues and then pinpoint them, and then it comes down to the principal or the county or the school board to determine what to do with the unruly kids.
Mm-hmm. And to back in on Bob's other point, in terms of having a draft, as the father of daughters, I'm not exactly sure that I'd want to see my daughters go and be drafted. And they could go in the military if they want, but I don't know how that would be received.
But even if they're drafted, do you think that they're gonna, go through? They can go through boot camp and all that, but do you think that someone's gonna assign them a weapon and send them into, Sudan? Probably not.
Right, right. But the idea, though, what he's getting at is the idea of getting training or direction, things like that. But that's also something that's been missing because in our society in general, it's become a very lax kind of thing.
Contentious, yeah,
exactly.
And contentious. Yes. But what is necessarily taught that needs to be understood is a culture, loyalty to the flag, to the country, and then to understand what national security is about and foreign policy is about, and to learn from history. I'm fine with it, to be honest with you. There's been some of that discussion, and if you don't go into the military, do you go to work for, some other kind of organization like on the Mercy Ships or...
Mm-hmm.
USAID, or do you get dispatched to some country and do humanitarian work? So,
yeah. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Backgammon and Bob, we're going to give you a parting shot here at the end of this segment. You have one more comment?
Yes, I kind of agree with what Denise has to say and stuff. And if we don't rectify some of these problems in our society, it's just slowly disintegrating.
Yes.
And, we're basically living off the capital of previous generations right now, is about what it amounts to.
Well,
that's right. I mean, there was a time that if you were wounded in war and got, you were treated and sent home, got your Purple Heart, and that was it. Now we're in a situation where it's all volunteer and somebody can do 14 tours, which is ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, Backgammon and Bob, we appreciate the call very much. We're heading out to the break. But we'll probably talk to you again, I'm sure, on Monday next week. So take care, Backgammon Bob. Also, Denise, you take care as well. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We're going to talk to you again on Monday. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go over to our website, check it out. And folks, check us out. We're coming right back. Right after this very, very short break, Kyle Warren with you. The Weekend Edition continues.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, and kylewarrenshow.com is my home website. If you'd like to send us a direct message any old time, day or night, whenever you're hearing this program, even on a repeat over the weekend in any market that you might be in, we want to hear from you. So head on over to kylewarrenshow.com, and you can send us a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook, also on X, as well, find out a little bit more about the program, a little bit more about me, and you'll be off and running. Well, I got to tell you, it's been a great show already this morning and all throughout the week. And once again, we want to thank everybody who calls in, who sends us direct messages, who communicates. And we are trying to get the message out, obviously. We're also having a lot of fun. And we are so, so proud to be part of your lives as you go through the overnight hours across America. And we are building this show for you, and we really appreciate you so very much. And as I've said, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. Well, somebody else who's got a pretty good job, I think, is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He, of course, had gone to meet with the president earlier this week and others, obviously. And the idea of what could the president do at the border came up for, you know, as it, I'm sure that it would. But you remember when Biden said he couldn't do anything more, but then suddenly he thinks he can do more, but he needs the bipartisan bill, and the bipartisan bill has to be passed, and that's the only reasonable thing to do. You know, that's how, and as Joe Biden told us, that's how democracy works, evidently. Well, also how things work is that if you have an unsecure border, you're going to have a lot of problems. Let's listen in to hear what Mike Johnson, how he describes the meeting earlier this week with President Biden. Let's listen in.
This week on Capitol Hill, there's a lot going on. Let me give you a couple updates. On Tuesday, I went to the White House, met with the president, the vice president, leaders Schumer and McConnell, and Hakeem Jeffries, counterpart in the House. I told them the obvious truth. The obvious truth is very simple. You've heard it repeated here multiple times this morning. We hear it all over the country. I've been in multiple states over the last week, all over the country. The obvious truth is that we have to take care of America's needs first. We have to. The border is the issue to every American, no matter where they live, no matter where their state is, because every state's a border state. If we're going to take care of America's needs first, that means two things. It means securing the border. I've repeated 10 times for emphasis, but you understand what we're saying here. We have to secure the border. We have to do it. And we've got to fund our government. And so this week, we're working very hard to do both of those things. We're trying to urge the president to use his executive authority to do something meaningful to stop the hemorrhaging at the border, stop the flow, reduce the flow. But the White House has talked to him about this specifically. I reiterated to him the specific provisions of the federal law that give him broad authority to do that. To unwind the extraordinary, unprecedented damage that he has done with his policy.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, so now, so you're hearing with your own ears from Mike Johnson, the speaker, that they've actually said these things and given the map, basically, of how a lot of these problems that are Joe Biden caused, you know, can be reversed. This is really, really interesting stuff. Let's continue.
It's a catastrophe of their design. As was mentioned earlier, Vice Chairman Blake Moore said at the Republican conference that we documented 64 specific actions beginning on the day he took the office of executive orders and agency orders and actions that opened that border wide and created this chaos. And everybody in America knows it. Everybody knows. The president has authority to do something, and he won't. And I cannot understand why he won't. So I pleaded with him to do that.
There you have it again, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. So, again, I think most Americans, and this is really starting to transcend party affiliations, and I think that that is wonderful because that's exactly what it should be doing. You heard the speaker right there saying, you know, I'm calling it a Joe Biden-caused problem, right, or a Joe Biden-caused catastrophe, but he's talking about it being by design. And we've been over this numerous times, and the American people are really seeing this, and they are not happy about it. So, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre can refer you all she wants to whomever she wants to. If she doesn't want to talk about a question or act like, why are you even asking me this? Where are you getting this from? You know, when she was asked about whether or not the Biden administration's coming around to the idea that physical barriers could actually be, you know, the answer here, or at least a great part of the answer. But again, the agenda is there. They are looking to satisfy constituents. They're looking to satisfy, you know, who they think or what they think keeps them in power. But folks, whether you're a registered Republican or registered Democrat or an independent, the voters keep them in power. And it is time to essentially hold them accountable for this. This issue, as I said, transcends the party politics, the party lines, as it were. And again, and if we don't get a handle on this, we're going to continue to have the most destructive time ahead of us. Certainly if the Biden administration gets another 4 years of being able to implement these policies without even then worrying about whether or not you care or don't. But that's what that whole border trip was all about, is trying to make you think that they really do care. All right, folks, here on the weekend edition, I think we've got somebody on the telephone line here. We're going to take a moment, and we're going to have 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, hey, Mike Johnson, and every American, don't you understand? Joe Biden doesn't care about you. He wants these illegals in here. He don't care about Lincoln Riley. He doesn't care about Lincoln Riley dying in Georgia. Doesn't care about Maryland getting killed. He doesn't. You don't understand anything about politics. The left will run their mother over to get a vote. Do you understand? The left will run their mother over to stay in power. Do you understand that? You understand that, okay? All you fake Republicans, Mitch McConnell's up. Mitch McConnell, you should have resigned, okay? You should. I mean, we need. I understand that the governor's having to appoint somebody, but I'm just telling you, all you Republicans are fake. We stand with Donald Trump. We stand with Donald Trump, it's amazing. Jake the fake Catholic. Did you hear him? Oh, the girl shouldn't have been jogging at night. What a piece of crap! Is that your daughter, Jake? Is that your daughter, Judge in Texas, that don't secure the border? Is that your daughter, Barack Obama? Huh? You fake, phony piece of crap. Stand up for our country. Stand up for Jesus Christ. And stand up with Donald Trump fighting these. And let me tell the Supreme Crooks, throw all these cases out. Donald Trump ain't guilty of nothing, you dumbasses.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, Todd in Tampa. And I don't know, did I say brace yourselves? I probably should have, but Todd is very passionate. We hear from him a lot throughout the week. And Todd definitely has a particular style and way of putting things. But at the same time, though, folks, you know, a lot of what is so passionate about what people are feeling out there is they really do want some real change. And that is such a cliched phrase. It's a hackneyed phrase. It's time for a change. I actually saw it was a pretty makeshift political sign, and I think it was for a local office. But in other words, it wasn't for like a state representative or things like that. I think it was for a local office. But it just basically said, it's time for a change. And that was pretty much it. But that's kind of, as I said, it's kind of cliched. So it's not just about that people want change. It's that people see that if we don't steer the Titanic around, as if we can't turn it in time, you're going to have problems that are going to be so far out of control. I mean, we think it's bad now. But if the far left is able to continue with these kinds of policies, it is going to literally be something that may not be able to be turned around at any point. And I'm not being doom and gloom, and I'm not trying to be overly sensationalistic, but can you imagine what it looks like another 4 years from now if you have the Biden administration continuing to do what they do, not just in terms of the border, but in terms of foreign policy, in terms of the economic policy, in terms of all these things? Everything isn't just a message. There is a reality to things. And the voters out there across the party lines, I think they really want the reality of things to be addressed. But, folks, that's what we do here on the program 6 days a week. We're going to see you live again on Monday morning, bright and early. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information. And we're going to see you on Monday morning. Until then, everybody, take care out there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.